샤리그르 벼나마하 하리 사하나 바바투 사하노 부나크투 사하 위렴 가라보바하이 तेजस्विनावती तम अस्तु मा विद्विषावहाई ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम। So we've learnt a very nice sequence to teach to beginner students and people that might have difficulties with breathing or movement of their bodies. So it's a very, very good foundational basic practice that you yourself should repeat many, many times. And so you embody that practice, and then you'll be able to nicely hand it on to other people. From time to time, we're also going to give you a few other practices. This is really important for yourself to have a few things that you can practice at different times to get different parts of your body moving and open and so on. So today we're going to do a slightly different introduction. So if you would please inhale and come up to a standing position. So what we're going to do today is something called Topu Karanam. And it's a very traditional South Indian, mostly, way of going to greet the deity in a temple. But a more modern scientific analysis of this system has found that it's really good as a brain reset. So sometimes you can use this in the morning if you want to. You don't have much time to do anything else. You can reset your whole nervous system and get yourself ready for the day. So what we do is you take your left thumb and put it in front of your right thumb in front of your left earlobe and the fist just tucked behind. And then take your right thumb and put it in front of your left earlobe, fist just tucked behind. So you stand like that. Then take your right foot and cross it in front of your left foot. Now we're going to do some squats with our breath. And seemingly contradictory, we're going to inhale when we squat down and exhale when we come up. You try to reach your elbows as close to your knees as you can. It's not important if you can't reach them. And keep your eyes looking straight ahead as if you're focusing on a single point. So we're going to do 18 squats like that slowly. So inhale, exhale. Good. And then drop your hands, feet parallel to each other. Keep your mouth closed. Take a few resonance breaths. So now what we're going to do is waken up the whole body through a series of very gentle movements. Firstly, put your weight on your right leg. Put your left foot a little bit back, toe on the floor, and rotate the foot so that you're crunching your toes on the floor back and forth. All the while, focus on your breath, breathing gently with the mouth closed. Now change the direction. And then foot flat, shift your weight onto your left leg. If you want, you can hold on to something. Right foot a little bit back, toe on the floor, and circle the foot. And then change the direction. And then feet flat. Put your feet about hip width apart. Inhale, slowly lift your arms up. Gaze up towards your fingertips. Touch them together and exhale. Slowly bring your hands down to the midsection. And again, inhale, reach up, lift your body, and exhale, fingertips together, slowly down. Once more, and imagine you're gathering prana up there, and exhale, bring it down into the center of your body. Then make gentle fists with both your hands and lightly tap your lower abdomen and lower back. You're just swinging your arms freely, tapping the lower abdomen, lower back. And then slowly come up a little higher in your body. So the front hand taps the chest region, and the hand at the back will go up into your kidney area. Then all the way up to the collarbone, and as high as you can comfortably reach in the back. And then slowly go back down, midsection, kidneys, lower abdomen, lower back. Good. Shake your hands out. Make a gentle fist with your right hand. Feet are parallel. Slightly tuck your tailbone as you slightly bend your knees and start tapping your lower abdomen. So you're slowly tapping lower abdomen, gazing ahead of you. Then straighten your knees so your body lifts tall up to the ceiling. And start bringing your right hand up the center line of your body, abdomen, heart, tap your heart. Upper chest, in the center of your chest, thyroid, parathyroid glands. Now moving slowly over to your left upper chest, just that little hollow underneath the clavicle. Keep that fist, raise this arm and tap under the armpit. Lots of lymph glands there, so this is good for the draining the lymphatic system. And opening up your rib cage, so drop this arm, tap the ribs all the way down to the bottom and back across to the center. Tap your heart and drop your arm. And turn your left palm up and tap down the inside of your left arm all the way down to the wrist. Then flip this hand over, open this hand and tap up the outer arm. And brush that off. Left hand, slight fist. Bend your knees a little bit. Tuck your tailbone a little bit under you so you can tap your lower abdomen. Gently tapping and straightening your knees. Start coming up the center line. Tapping the heart and sternum. Up right at the top of your chest. Over to the right side. So raise this hand, tap under the armpit, lowering this arm, tap down the ribs on the outside of your rib cage, all the way down to the last rib, and come across the diaphragm, liver, back to the center, up, and over to the right shoulder, turning this right hand up, tap down the inside of your right arm, all the way down to the wrist, then flipping the hand, opening the other hand, tap up the outer side of your right arm, up to the shoulder, neck, shoulder, and brush off. Shake both your arms loose. Bend your elbows and let your wrists loose so your hands dangle. And tap your waistline. Then, going around to the back, and lightly clench the fists and tap your lower back. And bending just a little bit forward, tap your kidneys. And straightening up, tap the lower back, and then tap your buttocks all around the backside. Hips a little bit. And back to your waist. And shake your hands out. Again, make gentle fists and tap your lower abdomen and groin. So these areas have a lot of lymph nodes, lymph glands. You want to help their drainage capacity. Then going around to your hips, bend your knees a little bit and start tapping down the outer line of your legs all the way down to your ankles. Then come to the inside, slowly tap up the inner leg line all the way to the groin, and twice more from inner knees up the inner thighs up to the groin, and once more and all the way up. Good. Arms hang loose. Resonance breath. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. And exhale 7.
And bring the palms together at the heart center. Feel a sense of peaceful, quiet, contentment, feeling safe, and the sense that everything is okay in your body, in your subtle body. And when everything feels settled, we can repeat the Om 3 times together, feeling it rise through your navel, heart, third eye, and up above your body through the crown of your skull. Try to sense that energy rising up above your body a little bit. And then we can chant the closing prayer together. Om Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi. Hari Om. Tat, tat. And then if you like, you can gently brush your face, your skull, with the palms of your hands. So you smooth out any residual tensions. And you brush the throat, heart center, and putting the palms together. Gaze into the palms.